Hey there, welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is May the 7th. I'm going to be here with you for the next 5 minutes. Today we're going to look at the Mass readings for Tuesday. Tuesday for May the 7th. And I'm just going to look at the Gospel. We're going to get a reminder today. And this is, you know, when you sometimes think about the fact that the apostles didn't have it easy. When they were with Jesus, they were getting persecuted. They were running, but mainly Jesus was the focus of the persecution. But then when he died and rose from the dead and then subsequently was about to ascend into heaven, he let them know, hey guys, I want you to carry on my work. I'm going to be leaving you. I need you to carry on my work. You can imagine how scary that could have been for them. I know it would scare the daylights out of me if I knew that people were out to kill me and I'm going out there. And look, I'm not Jesus, right? And he's calling me to carry on his work. And then in today's gospel, you're going to hear him say, actually, it's better that I go. What? Better that I go? Better that you go? You got to be kidding, Jesus. We need you here. And aside from the need, you know, these guys love Jesus, and many of his followers, not just the apostles, were sad to know that Jesus was leaving them. They wouldn't see his physical body anymore. You know, just like when we lose a loved one. I want to read this gospel now because it's profound what's happening here. This is the gospel from today's daily mass, John chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me. And not one of you asks me, where are you going? But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth. It is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." Now, let me just summarize here. When you think about, like, you might listen to this, because sometimes, look, many of us have felt at one time or another, oh, if only I lived during the time of Jesus, I could actually go up and speak with him and see him and touch him and hear his words. And that sounds appealing, but remember, many of the people who had that opportunity, they rejected him. They rejected him, or they ignored him and went along their merry way, not really listening to him. Jesus said, it's better that I go, because once I ascend to the Father, then I could send you the Holy Spirit to work inside of you. When you think about it, Jesus, and he chose this limitation, but Jesus was limited physically. He could only be in one place at one time. So if I wanted to encounter Jesus, I'd have to find him. I'd have to seek him out, which 2,000 plus years ago was difficult. It would have been hard to find him. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have cars back then. They didn't have cell phones or cars. So it might not have been easy for everyone who wanted to see Jesus to have a personal encounter with him. But now, that's possible. That's possible, both through the Eucharist and the Holy Spirit. Jesus can be in more than one place at one time. We can also receive him internally through the Eucharist. And even, I want to say even better, I don't know if this is the right choice of words, but even more powerfully, his Holy Spirit, dwells in us. Holy Spirit comes to us when we're baptized, and then that presence of the Holy Spirit is strengthened when we receive the sacrament of confirmation. So you and I, we have the Spirit of Jesus inside of us, and we're able to receive Jesus through the Eucharist. This happened after Jesus ascended. So if you want instant access to Jesus and his Holy Spirit right now, you have it. You couldn't have had that 2,000 years ago. So it's important to think about it. The Holy Spirit is a great gift. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Thank you for listening.